This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Polls are now closed in Colorado's presidential primaries. Initial results show former President Donald Trump leading in the Republicans. In the Democrats, President Biden has a strong lead. We'll have more as those results come in. Funeral home directors and others in the funeral business could face new licensing requirements under a new bill at the state capitol. Colorado is one of the few states that doesn't require licenses for many jobs in the funeral industry. State Senator Dylan Roberts.
Over the last several years, too many Colorado families have had to face the gruesome and unacceptable reality that their loved ones' remains had been mishandled, lost, improperly cared for, sold, and completely disrespected by bad actors in our state.
Under the proposal, people working in the funeral industry would need to hold a professional mortuary science degree, pass a national board examination, complete a one-year apprenticeship, and pass a criminal background check. The bill is awaiting its first hearing. The state program to give Colorado students free school lunches has had two key provisions delayed by the Joint Budget Committee. The program faces a $24 million shortfall, so measures to buy locally grown food and give pay raises to cafeteria workers are on ice. Senator Rachel Zenziger says this program went to the voters with problems.
At that time, there were tons and tons of analyses that were done that said, this is not penciling out. The math doesn't work. And nobody listened. And so here we are.
The Budget Committee is asking the governor to find more funding. Special coverage continues. This is CPR News, NKRCC.